الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد.
It is He who sent down the book upon yourself. Therein are verses that are clear, categorical. They form the very basic and the fundamental, the foundation of the Kitab. And there are other verses that are not categorical and clear. Then those in whose heart is a perversity, then they follow those verses that are not categorical, searching and seeking mischief and seeking to find out its hidden meanings. Whereas its hidden meanings are known only to Allah Ta'ala. Even those that are well grounded in knowledge, they say, we believe in it, and all of it is from our Rabb, and it is only the people of understanding who take heed. Further, they make this dua, our Rabb, deviate not our hearts after you have guided us, and bestow upon us mercy from your presence. For you are the one that bestows without measure, and our Rabb, you are going to definitely gather people on a day for which there is no doubt, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never fails in keeping His promise. The Christian delegation found that they had no answers for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it was proven to them that Isa alayhi salam was a servant of Allah ta'ala, a slave of Allah ta'ala, and a Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. So they had to say something. So then they spoke about those verses that talk about Isa alayhi salam, Kalimatullah and Ruhullah, translating as the word of Allah Ta'ala and the soul of Allah Ta'ala. So these verses were revealed on that occasion, that Allah Ta'ala sends down verses of the Quran. And there are some verses that are categorical, very clear and conclusive in their meanings. They form the very basis of the Kitab. They form the foundation of the Kitab. And the other verses that are not clear and not categorical. So this is called mutashabihat. And the right thing to do is, those verses that are not clear, when we come across them, then we respond in two ways. One is that we refer these verses to those verses that are categorical and clear. And the other is that we don't do anything that is beyond our understanding and capacity. We submit like we submit and surrender to Allah Ta'ala in every other thing. Then here also we submit and surrender. Now this was the height of our knowledge. We understand to this point. Beyond this is total speculation and guesswork, and Allah Ta'ala doesn't advocate and doesn't command us to go and speculate and go and guess. So Allah Ta'ala made it clear that these people knew that they were supposed to refer these verses to those verses that are categorical and clear. Like, for example, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَىٰ إِنَّ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمَ. The simile of Isa alayhi salam is like that of Adam alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala had created him without the agency of parents, and Allah Ta'ala created Isa alayhi salam without the agency of a father. So like Adam alayhi salam was created without parents, then Isa alayhi salam was created without a mother, there mustn't be anything that you feel difficult to understand. Allah Ta'ala can create without parents, you can create with parents, you can create just through the agency of a woman. So He creates, and we see His creation all the time. The malaika, not millions but trillions of them, and they don't have any parents. They are created, they are the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if it meant that if someone has been created or born without the agency of parents, then the malaika would have all been gods. A'udhu billah. So this is the result of them referring or turning to verses that were not categorical and clear. Allah Ta'ala granted us the knowledge of all that which was required for the betterment of the hereafter and for the betterment of this world. What was not required, Allah Ta'ala sealed up from us. When He sealed up from us that knowledge that we would not benefit from and we would not need, then there is no need for us to delve in it. There is no need for us to investigate and apply our minds to it, as though we are going at a level that is beyond our capacity, beyond our strength. Like Allah Ta'ala has made a parameter for our eyes that we can see some things, and some things Allah Ta'ala has put a parameter that don't look at this. A parameter for our ears, listen to this and don't listen to this. Same will apply to every other organ, the tongues, etc. Then He has put a parameter for our brains and our intellect as well, that we can reason to a certain point, we can understand, and then there is a certain point that you must just shut off because it is beyond your capacity. When it's beyond your capacity, then it's going to be guesswork. So this was one of the reasons for the Christians deviating from the right path, that they applied their minds to things that were beyond their capacity. They look into this verse, the word of Allah Ta'ala, they didn't realize that Allah Ta'ala refers to very several things and He attributes it to Himself. He says, for example, the Baytullah, the house of Allah Ta'ala. It doesn't mean that Allah Ta'ala lives there, na'uzu billah. Like He says also, Naqatullah, the camel of Allah Ta'ala, in the story of Salih alayhi salam, it doesn't mean that Allah Ta'ala rides upon it or He mounts upon it. So this is to show some type of special significance. Like Allah Ta'ala had declared Adam alayhi salam Khalifatullah, Inni ja'ilukum fil ardi khalifa. It doesn't mean when you appoint a representative, you appoint a deputy, then you appoint the deputy when you go away. You are not at the scene, so you need to appoint a deputy. So it doesn't mean that Allah Ta'ala wasn't at the scene and therefore, na'uzu billah, He was required to appoint a deputy. But it is some form of respect that Allah Ta'ala gives to this person, that you are my deputy, you represent my affairs amongst my people. So similarly, when Allah Ta'ala uses these words, then these words are supposed to be referred to those verses that are categorical and clear, like the verse in Huwa illa abdun an'amna alayhi. Isa alayhi salam was just a servant of Allah Ta'ala. We had favored him amongst others, we had favored him like we had favored other anbiya and other people, we had favored him as well. So hence, we will refer these verses that are not categorical to those verses that are categorical and clear. He's a slave of Allah Ta'ala, he's a Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, he's been favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is our belief. But then those who have a perversity in their hearts, then they want to, and they are bent upon mischief. When they are bent upon mischief, they will search for the inner meanings, the hidden meanings of these type of verses. Whereas the hidden meanings are only known by Allah Ta'ala alone. Even those people that are very well grounded in knowledge, they also say we believe in it and all is from our Rabb. And this is our cutting off point. We end up at the point that we know. what we don't know, what has not been disclosed to us, what Allah Ta'ala didn't show us, then we say we believe in it, and the meanings of it are known by Allah Ta'ala. He kept it away from us. He knows why He kept it away from us. There's no need for us to get into this. Because if you get into this, then number one, we'll be going into a prohibited area. Like a man has got a home, and he's got his daughter in a certain room. So a person coming along cannot say that I want to see your daughter. This is his private property, his private area, and it is his honor. You cannot invade his privacy. Similarly, this is the privacy of Allah Ta'ala, and it is totally wrong that you invade the privacy of Allah Ta'ala. Like man will take it personally that you are invading his privacy, then Allah Ta'ala also takes it personally that this is my privacy, this is my private area, you're not supposed to be transgressing. Hence, the people of understanding, they are the ones that take heed, and they don't feel too much about themselves. In spite of them being guided, in spite of them being in the right cause, they understand that the hearts are between the fingers of Allah Ta'ala. He can turn it around as He wishes. But at any given time, they have this in mind that, oh Allah Ta'ala, let our hearts not be deviated after You have guided us. This guidance and hidayat, righteousness is from Yourself. When it is from You, and it is between Your hands, guidance and misguidance, then, oh Allah Ta'ala, let us be on the path of guidance at all times. And this can only be possible if You favor us with a special favor, a special mercy from Your presence. For when you give without measure. And we ask You and we plead to You because we know that there is going to be a closure to all this, and there's going to be a consequence to all this, and that is on the day of Qiyamah, about which there is no doubt. So we know there's going to be a consequence. It's not just without an end, there is going to be an end. So Allah Ta'ala, one is we beg You that You grant us that special mercy from Your presence, for we believe that there is an end, there is a consequence to all this, what we know as the day of Qiyamah, about which there is no doubt. So Allah Ta'ala, look at us favorably on that day as well, for You will never fail in keeping Your promises. May Allah give us tawfiq.